Yes, come away with me. This is the Marriage Coach, and today we're going to have a nice conversation about marriage, about relationships, and I think that you're really going to find today's subject very interesting. It's about sarcasm and marriage and fighting fair. It's something that our relationships have to go through and figure it out. Did you know that sarcasm is bad for your health? And it's also bad for your marriage. It's true. You know, if you have a constructive, a good type of an argument with your spouse, you can actually increase your immunity. The UCLA researchers found that to be true. Isn't that interesting? I found that really, truly interesting. They asked 41 couples to discuss a problem in their marriage for about 15 minutes. And the researchers detected surges in blood pressure, heart rate, and immune-related white blood cells. All of these things were similar to the same benefits that is seen when you have moderate exercise. So if you have a really good argument with your spouse, or you're discussing something that's really important to you, your body actually reacts in a positive way. I think that is fascinating, how our bodies respond to what we're saying and what we're doing. But when you're having an argument with your spouse, you do have to play nice. Couples who frequently use sarcasm, or they insult each other, or they put each other down, have fewer virus-fighting natural killer cells. Isn't that interesting? So the virus, the cells that we have that naturally kill viruses are diminished in our blood when we use sarcasm and insults and we put down our spouse. We have higher levels of stress hormones. So that makes sense, doesn't it? Because when you're having an argument with your spouse and it turns nasty, of course your stress levels goes up. So that makes total sense that your stress hormones go up. And it takes 40% longer to recover from injuries than those who manage to stay positive and affectionate during their quarrels. So it takes you 40% longer for your body to recover from injuries when you are having when you have negative arguments that include sarcasm, insults, and put downs, because you know that hurts. It hurts your soul when you do that, you receive that from someone else. And you know, and it also hurts the person who does it, even though they may not even realize it. It lowers it lowers the self-esteem, and it lowers, and it really can hurt. You know, words hurt more than stones. It actually is really true. Emotional abuse is much harder to get over than physical abuse. Your body can heal, but your emotions take a much, much longer to heal. And sometimes people never heal from emotional wounds that they receive, especially if it's from somebody that they love and they trust. So what do you do? Well, when you are having a disagreement, you don't keep things bottled up inside. People with type D personalities, those are the type of people who keep their opinions and their emotions hidden inside. They push everything down and they don't share how they really feel and what, you know, they are really thinking. They have killer T cells in their body are less active than those found with people who are more expressive. So it is very bad for your health to bottle things up inside and push things down. It's better that you share it and before you explode. Oftentimes people that push things down and they don't share it when things are happening, and they wait. And at some point later in life or some point later, you know, that's the straw that broke the camel's back. kind of situation, and then they suddenly just explode, and their partner goes, wow, where did that come from? That's the kind of thing we're talking about. And when you have those types of situations when you're pushing things down, those killer T cells that you have in your body, there you have less of those, and those are really important for your health as well. So you need to discuss your problems with your spouse on a regular basis, and you need to act, you know, when you're married, you're actually a team, and a team works together when they have a problem. So it's when you have a problem, you need to go and look at it as if you're a team. Let's find a way to make this right. Let's not find a way to that we both win in solving the issue, instead of combating, well, this is my point of view, and my point of view is right, and yours is wrong. And you argue back and forth, trying to convince each other that your point of view is right. Instead, say, well, this is how I feel about it. And the other one says, well, this is how I feel about it. And then say, okay, so how can we find a way to put those two points of view together? How can we cooperate? How can we compromise so that we can come to a solution that we both can agree to? That is the best way to handle important situations, important decisions, so that you both win and there's no loser. And we need always, always respect the other's opinion. Everyone has the right to their own opinion. They don't have to agree with you. And if you come to a standstill, you know, sometimes it's okay to agree to disagree and say, okay, well, let's just take a break. We'll think about each other's point of view, and then let's come back to this conversation later and see if we can find some way to work it out. That kind of attitude towards decision making is so much healthier, and it will improve your marriage instead of destroy your marriage by fighting and tearing each other down. You know, if you need help in this area, this is one of the areas that I help couples with as the marriage coach. And if you need help, you can always book an appointment with me and go to the link bit.ly/themarriagecoach, capital T for the, capital M for marriage, capital C for coach. bit.ly/themarriagecoach. And you'll be able to find a slot on my calendar. There's a few openings left. I don't have a whole lot, but there's a few openings left. If you want to fit in and make an appointment, I'd be happy to help you and talk to you about what I can do to help your marriage and help your relationship. This is the Marriage Coach, and I hope you have a wonderful day. And don't forget to kiss your spouse today. Goodbye.